Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. The Biden administration is proposing stricter rules for vehicle emissions and an ambitious new target for electric vehicle sales. Just 2% of new cars are currently electric, but as NPR's Camila Domonoske explains, a new executive order from President Biden calls for that number to rise to 50% in the next decade.
The executive order isn't enforceable, but most major automakers say they're on board with the ambitious target. Meanwhile, the administration has also proposed new binding rules for vehicle efficiency and emissions. Former President Barack Obama required cars to get cleaner and cleaner year after year. The Trump administration slowed the pace. Biden is pushing for stricter standards again, with an extra bump to make up for all the ground lost in the last few years. Environmental groups say that loopholes could weaken the standards, but also call the move a major step forward for the planet. Camila Domonoske, NPR News.
The Biden administration is taking initial steps toward requiring nearly all foreign visitors in the U.S. to be vaccinated against the coronavirus. That's according to a White House official who says the requirement could come as part of a phased-in approach to easing travel restrictions for foreign citizens to come to the country. No timeline has yet been set for fully determining. Interagency work groups are studying how and when to safely move towards resuming normal travel. The highly contagious Delta strain of the COVID-19 is taking a toll in the South. NPR's Debbie Ellard reports a surge in cases is straining public health systems and disrupting commerce in a region with low vaccination rates.
The big-time diner in Mobile, Alabama, has been closed nearly 2 weeks after a COVID outbreak among staff. Owner Robert Momberger.
We shut down to try to make sure that we got through, didn't affect any more of our employees or our customers. So just kind of as a precaution.
Big Time Diner is one on a growing list of businesses on the Gulf Coast that have temporarily closed because of COVID. In New Orleans, music venues have canceled shows. Louisiana has the highest per capita rate of new cases in the country, and hospitalizations are breaking records daily. Federal disaster medical teams have deployed to the state to help. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
Amazon has become the latest large company to push back its return-to-work date for its tech and corporate staff. The giant online retailer is saying that due to a recent rise in COVID-19 cases, it's moving its return-to-office date until early next year. The Seattle Times reporting the day change today and also saying, unlike its rival Microsoft, Amazon will not mandate employees receive the COVID-19 vaccine before returning to the office. The Amazon delay affects around 60,000 people working at the company's offices in Seattle and Bellevue, Washington. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 271 points. This is NPR. The nation's top aviation regulator says it wants local law enforcement to increasingly consider the filing of criminal charges against people who act out during airline flights. FAA head Stephen Dixon saying airline crews often ask police to meet their plane when it lands due to unruly passengers, including incidents of flight attendants being assaulted. However, Dixon says in some cases after being interviewed by police, those passengers are released without any charges. He called that a missed opportunity. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott has announced another special session of the Texas legislature to move a bill to rewrite the state's election regulations. As KER's Brett Jaspers reports, Abbott's move extends the conflict between Republicans and Democrats over voting.
The additional session renews Abbott's commitment to change voting rules in the state. He listed so-called election integrity among his agenda items. Democratic members of the Texas State House fled to Washington, D.C. last month to prevent a quorum required to hold the session that ends Friday. They've lobbied Congress to pass a federal voting rights law. The Texas Democrats in Washington have said they won't be able to remain out of Texas forever, meaning they can delay the elections bill but not kill it. Abbott is also asking lawmakers to address quorum requirements during the special session, a change that would require amending the state constitution. I'm Brett Jaspers in Dallas.
Mortgage rates are trending pretty much flat, with the average rate on a 30-year mortgage below 3% for a third straight week. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average 30-year loan declined to 2.77% from 2.80% last week. The benchmark 15-year mortgage fell to 2.1%. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.